It is Thursday, May 9th, 2013. From the Carver Center for Public Radio, this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. Support for KUAF comes from CertaPro Painters, serving residential and commercial clients with interior and exterior painting, interior design, deck and fence staining, plus specialty finishes. Locally owned and operated by Aaron Lewis. Estimates and information available by calling 1-800-GO-CERTA or CertaPro.com.
Ahead on Ozarks, how technology may again change the world of retailing. Christina will have a story with researchers at the University of Arkansas and their work regarding what's called sequential pricing. Plus, the Red Barn Ramblers, a 19-member all-star band made up of musicians you've been listening to for a long time. They play for fun and for fundraising.
Plus, the Beaver Watershed Alliance, PACRAT, Youth Bridge, the Yvonne Richardson Community Center, and Girl Scouts all team up to get more young people on area rivers. Yesterday, we attended the first how-to clinic for participants.
First, two public meetings were held in Jasper late yesterday to address concerns about a new industrial 6,500-head swine breeding operation near Mount Judy in Newton County. The first meeting, attended by about 150 people, was hosted by the Buffalo River Watershed Alliance and focused on potential environmental and health hazards associated with large confined feeding animal operations, or CAFOs. Co-organizer Gordon Watkins runs an organic farm in Newton County.
We had a panel which included Emily Jones, who works for the National Parks Conservation Association. She talked about the recent notice of intent that was filed with the USDA for violation of the Endangered Species Act when they prepared the environmental assessment that guarantees the loan behind CNH Hog Farms. We also had Andrea Radwell, who's a assistant research professor in biology at the University of Arkansas, who spoke about the fragility and the importance of the Buffalo River watershed and the fact that there we have a lot of species here that are found nowhere else.
Concerns were also raised on how the presence of factory farming could affect local recreational economy and property taxes. The pristine watershed receives more than 1 million visitors per year. The second meeting, attended by more than 400 people, was hosted by the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality, which provided a PowerPoint on how the facility had been permitted. That session was packed with factory farm supporters, according to Watkins. He says they tended to remain quiet.
The comments that were made were probably, I heard the estimate, there were 5-1 against the hog farm. There were several in favor, including the Arkansas Pork Producers representative was there. But the majority of the comments were opposed to the hog farm and in favor of protection of the Buffalo National River.
Later this month in Marshall, Republican State Representative David Branscombe of District 83 will host a fact-finding session for state and federal legislators, as well as political leaders in support of the farm operation, followed by a float on the Buffalo, a tour of CNH hog farms, and a hog roast hosted by Cargill.
A group of students from the University of Arkansas took home $250,000 from the MIT Clean Energy Competition this week. The team's startup company, Pika Solar, considerably improved efficiency in solar cells. The competition's director, Samuel Shaner, says Pika Solar could continue its success in the business world.
So many of the teams in our competition are ready to go. And as we've seen in past years, we've had over 100 teams in the competition and from that developed 28 real strong energy companies that gone on to raise over $100 million in capital. So I think them and several other teams in the competition are going to develop into successful ventures.
Shaner says the competition provides critical mentorships and relationships between government, business, and students.
One of the key aspects of it is access and mentorship. In addition to just having them network with these companies, we also assign an entrepreneurial, a legal, and an industry mentor to help them navigate the many challenges of starting an energy company.
Pika Solar will be reaching its final level of competition this June in Washington, D.C. We'll hear more from the president of Pika Solar later on this edition of Ozarks at Large.
With automation of trash collection fully implemented in Fort Smith, the city's sanitation department is in the process of automating the collection of recyclables. Vyardi Nokokaili, the city's director of sanitation, says on April 29th, the department began weekly automated pickup of recyclables for 8,300 households. He says while the curbside recycling program has a 70% participation rate, automating the process will make it more convenient for residents.
When we were manually collecting solid waste items, we were collecting the trash on one day, the yard waste on another, and recycling on another. And that created somewhat of an inconvenience for the citizens, having to remember what days of the three they had to put something out. And also the recyclables, because they were collected on a day separate from trash, the recycling day collection became somewhat of a surrogate second trash collection day.
Automation of trash and recycling collection is not only more convenient for residents, but Nokokaili says it also results in less recyclable material going into the landfill and less contamination in materials being recycled.
As they try to preserve the amount of cubic yard of space in the trash cart, they find that they are putting more of the recyclables into the recycling container as out of convenience, and in fact, they're both collected on the same day. So our participation rate jumped up, and the recyclables that we do collect are cleaner now because we participate in a single stream collection, unlike Fayetteville, which has a dual stream where they separate the items at the curb, though our items are collected commingled and then separated elsewhere.
Nokokaili says because curbside recycling is voluntary and the set out rates for recyclables are lower than they are for trash, automating all participating households will not take the 7 years it took to automate all trash collection.
Senator Mark Pryor continues to press the U.S. Air Force for answers regarding the decision to remove the A-10 flying mission from the 188th Fighter Wing in Fort Smith. In a news release issued by the senator yesterday, Senator Pryor reportedly told Air Force Chief of Staff General Mark Welsh and Secretary of the Air Force Michael Dooley about their broken promises to the 188th and to the community of Fort Smith. Senator Pryor claimed that all he has gotten from the Air Force is excuses, and he questioned why the Air Force would propose a mission change without funding said change. Following a January visit to Fort Smith, General Welsh announced two replacement missions, including a remotely piloted aircraft mission and a 120-person targeting unit. However, funding for the two missions has reportedly not been included in either fiscal year 2013 or 2014 budget requests.
Beginning tonight, motorists in the Arkansas River Valley should expect some changes to their traffic patterns. Changes are a necessary evil of ongoing construction along Interstate 540. After 7 tonight, all traffic on Highway 64 in Van Buren will be diverted to the existing eastbound lanes of the highway in order for contractors to raise the westbound bridge over I-540. Additionally, westbound on and off ramps for I-540 will be closed while the work is being completed, which, according to the Arkansas Highway Department, should be done in about 48 hours. The Highway 64 bridge isn't the only construction that will cause detours in the coming days. Beginning tomorrow, traffic will be restricted near I-540 on Kibler Road in Van Buren. Between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m., traffic will be restricted to one direction at a time, and traffic will even be closed for periods of up to 30 minutes at a time. Flaggers will be staged in advance of the work areas, and all traffic lanes will be open during daytime hours. The restrictions are necessary to facilitate removal of the deck on the bridge that normally carries I-540 traffic over the road.
Forecast this evening calls for a 50% chance of showers with a low of 57 in northwest Arkansas, a 60% chance of showers with a low of 61 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Friday, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and a high of 72 in northwest Arkansas. There's a 50% chance for showers and a high of 76 in the River Valley. Tomorrow evening, cloudy with lows from 50 to 56.